This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we learn about Wisconsin's at-home COVID-19 testing. We remember the life of legendary baseball player Hank Aaron. We learn how football players like Aaron Rodgers managed to stay competitive late into their careers. And hear from the musicians who updated the polka known as I Love My Green Bay Packers. We'll start with this. Back in October of 2020, Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad put up a big Biden-Harris sign outside of his brewery. Bangstad was threatened with fines, so he took to social media to raise awareness and support to keep the sign up. All this, and the many events of 2020, led to the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. Bangstad calls it dark money for good. His ultimate goal is to help defeat Wisconsin state and federal Republican candidates in the 2022 elections and bring change to politics in Wisconsin's North Woods. To tell us more about the Super PAC, he spoke to Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
Now, there's a long-standing debate about keeping politics out of business, and you are the owner of Minocqua Brewing Company, and for your company, this came to a plateau with a Biden-Harris sign that you put out on the balcony of your business, nice big sign. So can you explain why you put it up and then why people in Minocqua wanted it down?
Sure. So we had to I decided to close the Minocqua Brewing Company in September because it was going to get cold. COVID cases were on the rise, and I didn't feel comfortable serving people inside of the brewing company. I was comfortable putting up a big tent out in our parking lot in the summertime, and so we had open air and air coming off of the breeze coming off of the lake to make sure that we had enough ventilation for people to eat. But I wasn't comfortable keeping the place open. And then I really thought that, you know, had Trump done anything about this in like March, you know, we could have all been wearing masks. There could have been a nationwide plan, coordinated effort to kind of tamp the virus down. We probably could have gotten, you know, way better, lower cases probably by June or July. So, you know, I felt like I needed to close my place to be safe, but I felt like it was Trump's fault, and it was all the enablers of Trump's fault that I couldn't be safe and I couldn't stay open. So that's why I decided to go full tilt for Biden and put up a Biden sign. And I said, listen, science is how breweries work. We got to use science in order to put the right yeast in, you know, in a batch of beer and have the sugars get eaten, you know, and alcohol be made. And we live and die by science, and our country has to live and die by science. And these guys weren't using science and were anti-science and anti-fact. And it just blew my mind. And so I said, I'm going full for Biden because I've been hurt by Trump and I've been hurt by the Republicans in this state. And I'm going to go for Biden, and I'm not going to be shy about it. And I also wrote recently, all small businesses, all restaurants and bars in Wisconsin who haven't had any help for the last 9 months because Mitch McConnell used this HEROES Act, the stimulus, as a political football, and hadn't passed anything until like a week ago. You know, we should all be standing up and sticking our necks out and saying this was wrong. I mean, a lot of Wisconsin bars and restaurants have gone out of business because of politics, not because we're bad business owners.
As you mentioned, small business owners typically lean a little more conservative, yet you say that it's the small businesses that have been hurt the most during this pandemic from the lack of support. How would you characterize your business within Wisconsin's North Woods and characterize the North Woods itself for people who aren't familiar?
My business in the North Woods, it's all tourism up here. You know, people come to get away from the heat. They come to enjoy, you know, snowmobiling and boating and water skiing, you know, in the summertime, and fishing and hiking. And so typically we're a really popular North Woods tourist destination because we make our own beer and, you know, and we're a pretty big space. So we could fit a lot of people in there all summer long. And most of the businesses are like that. And the North Woods in general is probably now, in the last 10 years, one of the most conservative and kind of red areas in the state of Wisconsin. So anybody who's just trying to run a good business, it's got to think twice before, you know, being too liberal and too progressive in the North Woods of Wisconsin, I would imagine.
Right. So let's talk about what led you to go a step further than just putting up lots of Biden-Harris signs in a conservative part of the state. So out of the April primary and the recent sign endeavors having to close your business due to the coronavirus, you know, out of all this, you decided the best way to make change was to form a super PAC. So how much did you know about these and what did you end up diving into researching them?
I would have never thought about a super PAC up here outside of it. This is, you know, goes back to a question you asked me earlier. The county, Oneida County, when I put up my Biden sign, they sent me a letter saying I had to remove that sign because it was too big. It was more than 32 square feet. I immediately called a First Amendment lawyer and we realized that they couldn't regulate the size of a political sign because there was a Supreme Court decision in 2015 that said that wasn't legal. So we knew we were right, but I was able to post something on Facebook and say, listen, if these guys try to fine us and it could be $250 a day, and it was, we put it up in October, so it was a month before the election, you know, it could be like $8,500. And so let's raise $8,500. Now, here's the link to buy a t-shirt with some of our beer logos. And hopefully we can raise $8,500 and pay our fines because I'm certainly not taking down this Biden sign. So I sold over $100,000 worth of t-shirts in 4 days from people all over the United States. So I was like, something's going on here in northern Wisconsin because of what I just posted. And I'm like, you know, this is giving me hope that maybe we can actually make the North Woods of Wisconsin a more progressive place with just a little attention, political attention. I think the Democratic Party in Wisconsin has kind of washed their hands of this area because we're so red and there's not a lot of strong, you know, party stuff going on up here. I mean, the parties are small and mighty, but we're still pretty small. So, you know, I just thought let's just keep going with this momentum. You know, people love the story. It got, you know, got aired on the New York Times, the Washington Post, and it's like, let's keep on going with this. And we actually might be able to make a change up here and, you know, make politics a little cleaner and a little less corrupt in the North Woods.
Right. So on the note of making it cleaner, less corrupt, super PACs are often associated with words like dark money or corporations influencing politics. So how do you plan... How do you plan to educate people on what your super PAC is and draw support?
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about it. Like, I was like, I hated super PACs, you know? Like, these guys, it's like the Koch brothers, like, infiltrating, you know, these rural areas, and nobody knows where this money's coming from. And part of what I think America is in such a dark place right now is because of dark money. But I was like, I'm a corporation, you know, I just so happen Morocco Brewing Company is a corporation. So why can't I start a super PAC just like the Koch brothers did? And so I call it, in quotes, like dark money for good. So, you know, no matter what, I mean, as a corporation, I can't donate money politically unless I form a super PAC. I can't give money to the Democratic Party as a corporation. Personally, I can. So, you know, the only way for me to say I'm donating 5% of all of my profits to politics, I had to form a super PAC legally to do that. So that's the reason I formed it. But now, I mean, I'm going to write a newsletter every week. I'm going to say how much money we raised. I'm going to be completely transparent about this because I think that that's what people expect, you know, from somebody who's not corrupt and wants to just get the Northwoods more progressive. So I'm going to write a newsletter and say what we've raised, and I'm going to, you know, say what we spent the money on. And hopefully the goal is to just remind people for the next 2 years that Tom Tiffany and Ron Johnson, you know, perpetuated the lie that caused this insurrection that made us all completely ashamed of our country last week.
So you mentioned being transparent about how much you're raising, what these funds will go to. Have you made a general plan about how you plan to allocate this money between now and then come high time in 2022 elections?
No, I have no general plan yet. I mean, we raised $25,000, and I think the last when you called me up and asked me if I wanted to be on the show like a week ago, I was like, I think it was like 10 or 15. Like now it's 25,000 in about a week. And initially, my thoughts were, this is what did super PACs do? They put up ads during elections, generally negative ads, to sway people's mind, to get people to, vote a certain way. So that was kind of all I had in my thoughts in the beginning. But now I've had about 15 or 20 people email me saying they wanted to volunteer. They wanted to help organize. They wanted to change people's minds up in the North Woods. So now I'm like, well, maybe there's a cleaner way to do this other than to buy a bunch of negative ads, in 2 years. Maybe we can hire some sort of a really smart organizer, and get people to kind of work the neighborhoods for the next 2 years. Kind of like, Stacey Abrams seemingly did. She worked the neighborhoods in Georgia, and crazily, we got two Democratic U.S. senators out of that. So I was motivated by what I saw in Georgia to potentially do this a cleaner way, instead of just spending money on negative ads, which, irritates everybody.
Obviously, there's support, not just financially in what you've seen so far. Does this give you hope when you're living in a mostly conservative place, being someone who's on the other side of the spectrum? How do you balance that personally?
Well, I balance it knowing that this area for upwards of 20 to 30 years was represented by David Obey, who was a pretty liberal Democrat. I'm also further buoyed knowing that Wisconsin in general has voted more, there's more Democrats that are voting than Republicans in this state. However, districts have been gerrymandered so badly that we don't see that reflected in the makeup of our state legislatures. So I don't think the North Woods is a lost cause. And I think that we might be able to do something if we have honest conversations with people, that people will maybe start listening to facts again up here. And maybe we can all kind of use the same set of facts to make decisions about what's right and wrong. Because I don't think the people that vote for Trump up here are bad people. I think they've been misled, horribly misled. And so hopefully we can have fact-based conversations up here over the next 2 years that, make people, make good American Northern Wisconsinites vote for fairness and vote for good government and clean government and stop being so Republican or Democrat, even though people think I'm the most partisan guy in the world. Ultimately, all I want is fair and clean government.
Kirk Bengstad is the owner of Minocqua Brewing Company, which formed a super PAC earlier this month. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and you can listen to their full conversation at WUWM.com.